International Mountain Day celebration is very, very important for mountain communities, and especially to raise the awareness of the environment impact, and so to promote the tourism, because tourism is the lifeline of many Nepalese people, especially those living in remote places that have little economic opportunities for the inhabitants. And therefore, we are organizing this mountain festival since a few years. The mountain festival takes place in Pokhara, which is second very important tourist hub of Nepal.
What altitude is the mountain festival taking place?
Elevation is not so high. It's in Pokhara, even lower than Kathmandu, but from where you can see the mountains of Annapurna ranges.
What are the events that are going to happen in the mountain festival?
Various programs, sports, climbing competition, the exhibition of alternative energies. There are many different programs and exhibitions as well.
Are there any famous climbers who are going to be a part of this mountain festival?
Yes, there are famous climbers like Angrita Sherpa, whose nickname is Snow Leopard, and many other climbers here.
Will the people of Pokhara be attending the festival?
2014, there were around 36,000 people attended the festival. And last year, there were a little less because of the earthquake. But this year, we are expecting around 23,000 people.
What is the name of the mountain community there?
There are different communities such as Gurung communities, Sherpa communities, Thakali communities, Magar communities, and a mixed type of communities in the region.
What is their main source of employment?
Most of the people, they have lodges in the region. They also tea houses, restaurants, and also they are going as a guide as well.
What are some of the main challenges the people in the mountain communities are facing?
The biggest problem at the moment, because of the impact of climate change and global warming, the glaciers are melting very rapidly. The glaciers are retreating, and instead of a glacier melting into huge glacial lakes, the other problem is because after the earthquake, many of the water resources disappear from one place and appear to another places, and these created the problems of the inhabitants.
What is being done to help them?
The government and the developmental partners try to help to the mountain communities, but there is not enough infrastructures to reach such high places. So it is one of the biggest problems of accessibility. You know, it's not easy accessible to 4,000, 5,000 meters. The settlements are up to 5,000 meters in the mountain region. The help could not reach immediately to such places.
What do you hope to achieve after this festival?
Many people are attracted with the alternative energies such as the solar energies and wind energies, as well as a lot of information about the agriculture, as well as awareness about the environment. We are having the conference as well.